Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know if this is a baseball-specific thing, if it's just sports in general. But I don't know, it just, maybe it's because baseball is so damn old of a sport that the fact that things happen in it that I've never seen before still to this day, and it's just like, it amazes me that there are things that we witness in baseball that it's just like, oh yeah, that's never happened before. Or, oh yeah, that's the first time ever. And I'm just like, really?
As long as it's being played, too. That's crazy.
Yeah, and again, I know football's been around for a while, basketball, and there's still things that happen in those sports where it's like, this is the first time ever that this player or this team's done this. But it just seems like with baseball, with how many games have been played, too, maybe that's what it is, too. It's a 162-game season with all these playoff games, and it's been played for 150 years, damn near, that when you have moments like last night, not just in the ALCS, but in the NLCS.
My God.
That it just like makes me sit back and just really just be in awe as a sports fan that I'm just like, damn, dude, this is like you're literally witnessing something you have never seen before. And I'm young. And so like my sample size is much smaller compared to guys that are 60, 70, 80 years old watching these games their whole lives and being able to witness these things. But the two examples are obviously in both ALCS and NLCS. Really the ALCS, because I was watching more of that than the Dodgers-Brewers game. There were like four different moments in the ALCS last night that I was like, I don't know if I've ever seen that happen. I don't know if I've ever seen that happen. The first one was bases loaded for the Blue Jays. There's one out. And I forget who it was at the dish for the Blue Jays, but the dude hits a ball off the tip of his bat and it goes straight down into the ground and then rolls back.
I think that was Ernie Clement.
And then the ball rolls back onto home plate. Cal Raleigh grabs it, steps on home, force out at home. So the guy's out. And then he throws it to first base and it's a double play. So it's what, a 2-3 double play? And all he had to do, literally, the ball was just sitting there on Blake, grab it, touch, boom, throw it to first. And I'm like, that is the most ridiculous second play or a double play that I have ever seen. Not because it was like, oh my God, what a play, what an effort had he had to make. It was just the circumstance of the ball.
It literally fell into his hand. It rolled into his hand.
It had zero exit velocity and zero degree launch angle. It just went straight into the ground.
It was important really quickly, Rashad. It didn't just roll into Cal's hand. Cal jumped because if it touched home plate...
And rolls back.
It's a foul ball immediately as soon as it touches home plate. So he's got to make sure he's got it on the dirt. Well, that dude dove for that ball like it was a fumble in the NFL.
So yeah. I looked it up because it was on home plate. It was on home plate. And home plate is fair. As soon as if it kept rolling back behind...
Cool.
Because I was with you. I was like, wait a second. I was like, because the ball hits the dirt right in front of home plate, and then it rolled backwards onto home. And I was like, isn't that a foul ball? But the home plate is still in play. But if the ball would have rolled backwards behind home plate. So Cal and pouncing on it like a tiger.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like he had
awareness.
That. Yeah.
His awareness to that point to not just assume it was foul or whatever. And he's like, oh, shoot.
So
let me pounce on that and then make a play. Like sometimes the sports gods are just with you. And that was one of those times for the Mariners the other night. It was like, man, that somebody was looking down on them, and that was a play that they needed because, again, it looked like that game was about to
It was bases loaded.
Really fast.
I think there was no outs, and then they got an out and then got that double play and could get out of the jam.
So, whenever you have the bases loaded and you get out of that jam like that, it's like, okay, somebody's looking out for us. Somebody's praying for us right now.
So there was that play, and then it was, gosh, I don't know what inning it was, when the Blue Jays took the 2-1 lead. It was a sixth inning. And Clement hits a single to right field. Alejandro Kirk is on second base. Alejandro Kirk is a short, pudgy, fat, slow catcher.
Not just slow, the slowest runner in Major League Baseball.
Well, and what cracks me up is Joe Davis, who's calling the game, and he hits the ball. Clement hits the single into right field. And Alejandro Kirk starts running second base. Joe Davis was even like, and here comes Kirk, the slowest baseball player in all the league. And I was like, wow, that was an unhurt.
That hurts.
Ouch.
Yeah, that was a
His family is watching. Like, what are you doing?
That was a hilariously unnecessary shot at Alejandro Kirk. But sure enough, he rounds third base. And, you know, Dominic Canzone did not make the best throw in the world at all. And Alejandro Kirk is able to score standing up from second. The slowest, fattest player in the league. And then they say he was on second base 11 times this year, and he did not score once on a single at all this year. So that was the first time this year that Alejandro Kirk was on second base, a single was hit, and he was able to score from second. And I was just like, of course. Like, of course that happens in the playoffs, where a situation is presented that has not happened all year long, and Alejandro Kirk is able to score. And I was like, I swear to God, if that's how the Blue Jays end up winning this game is because of Alejandro Kirk scoring from second, I was like, I'm not even a Mariners fan. I'll be pissed if that's the case. But that was another example. But then the two best examples in the ALCS of things that it's like you've seen them before in a capacity of MLB teams doing this. You know, we've seen teams hit game-tying home runs. We've seen go-ahead home runs. But when you see a fan base experience it for the first time. And this is in, you know, I was saying this to Rob at night. I was just like, you know, I'm not a Mariners fan. Whatever happens to him, great. Whatever doesn't, great. But to see a fan base at home be able to witness that eighth inning and to witness the Cal Raleigh home run to tie it, which is just, you know, storybook, right? Of course, the home run leader, the potential MVP, hits the game-tying home run in the eighth inning when you absolutely have to have it. But then we get a few batters on, we get a few walks, we get a few people on base, we get the bases loaded for the Mariners, and then we get this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominguez ready, the stretch. And again, the 2-2 on the way to Gino. Here she comes, swinging a fly ball. Deep to right field. Lucas going back to the 1-8 track. Get out the ride, bread and mustard, grandma. It is grand salami time. Eugenio Suarez with an opposite field. Grand salami. Mariners now lead the Blue Jays 6-2. Gino's second home run of the ball game. Five runs batted in for Eugenio Suarez. It's the Mariners 6. It's the Blue Jays 2. And the crowd is going crazy here at T-Mobile Park. Holy smokes, what a comeback here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Five runs are in. The home run by Cal. The grand salami off the bat of Gino. 6-2, the Mariners lead. These guys never give up. They are the cardiac kids.
You talk about somebody who needed to see something good happen for himself. Gino Suarez, he was struggling for most of this.
Six for 40
yeah,
in the series.
I don't know if those are the numbers, but
or
it was
in the playoffs.
It was pretty bad. It's been pretty bad. You talk about somebody who needed a game to help his team get to the next to potentially a spot in the World Series. That was the one that he needed for his confidence, for his team's confidence and everything. That was, if you're going to play like that, if you're Suarez, that was the game you wanted to do it. Obviously, I think a lot of people would like him to do it tomorrow night. You know, however, if you can get it from
hell, do it again.
Do it again. Seriously, if you can get it. But that
one
was
more.
That was a game. If you ever needed to play hero, that was the time. So, man, tip of the cap to Suarez because he played his ass off yesterday.
What was great about that moment, so I was here last night, again, burning the midnight oil, grinding. And I'm over in the sales pit area, and I've got the TV on in there, and I'm watching the game. And I see the Grand Slam happen. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to go over to the studio to see Schultze and Rob and, you know, just react with them. Like, oh, my God. They're like 15, 20 seconds behind me. So, and I did not know this. Rob was saying afterwards, he's like, oh, man, he should have filmed Schultze's reaction. I had no idea that they were that far behind me. So as I walk into the studio, the Grand Slam has not happened yet. And so I walk in and Jordan just looks over and is like, hey, what's up, man? And all I do is just nod towards the TV to be like, hey, watch this. And right as he looks, just home run, grand slam. And then you might be hearing from my lawyers for an unconsensual hug there, Schultze. I was very uncomfortable there. But Schultze then grabbed me, hugs me like I'm his firstborn child. And damn near collapses in the studio crying. Rop's over here just laughing. But again, just like, witnessing a fan base experience that moment, that is something that not only has Schultze ever seen, I've ever seen, nobody has seen in baseball because the Mariners have never been in this position before.
No. So that I think your reactions are the right ones. Like for them to be in this position, like, is huge. Again, they were really good when I was in high school, right? But that was over 25 years ago at this point. And so to watch the Mariners be at this point just on the precipice of greatness and competing in the World Series against arguably the greatest baseball player that we have ever, you know, seen is, man, huge, bro. And so, like, I think Mariner fans, they deserve this. Like, they deserve this moment in the sun. Like, hopefully they don't get too high or too low because there is still work to be done. And we've seen, man, the Blue Jays been fighting their ass off in this series. Like, they're not just going to give it to the Mariners, and I think they've been trading blows so far. So it's been an awesome series to watch.
I do apologize, Joe, but at the same time, man, I needed to hug somebody. Holy crap, that was...
Hold me!
Basically, that was... I mean, I'm glad that you knew it was coming because that was a moment that I just, yeah, you saw me lose it, my friend, and that is 20-plus years. I'm 36, so... I was 11. I just didn't understand the meaning the last time the Mariners win the ALCS. And this now, with them being the closest that they have ever been to a World Series, just, yeah, that moment was crazy for me, man. And credit to the whole team. You guys already laid it out perfectly. But just the moments, not only at the plate, like, pitching-wise, holding the Blue Jays after the last two games of just getting their ass whooped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bryce Miller coming out, I would say he looked great through four. Yeah, he gave up that runner, and that was a quick hook for Dan Wilson. But I do like that Wilson is being aggressive with his bullpen because they do, when their bullpen is on, they have the arms to do that. They have the arms to beat these guys. And They weren't throwing it down the middle. That's the big difference from game five to games three and four is Castillo was just lobbing it middle up. Relievers like Spire were coming in middle up. You saw
batting practice, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you saw a totally different pitching staff last night. Gabe Spire came in. He was the one that got the win. Super important. Really quick, 9-pitch eighth inning. And then thankfully, of course, that comeback in the eighth, which it was kind of set up like storybook like that. Even Rob, Joe, I think you heard him say, with Gino at the plate, it feels like a grand slam is coming. And thank God he was right. Just so special. And I just, I don't want to get too high in my skis yet because they got work to do still.
You got one more game.
But yeah. Oh my God. Wow. Well, like, I've never felt this before, guys.
I've never felt like this before.
I thought I loved you, but I really love you.
So, and them being, it being bases loaded with zero outs, you just had a good feeling something was going to happen. They were going to knock a couple of these in.
Yeah, I thought they were going to Mariner. But
well, again, when you got bases loaded, no outs, like, you got to feel good. Like, if it was one out, you're just like, for the love of God, don't ground into a double play. But
yeah,
no outs, you felt like, again, there was going to be something good that might have happened. But getting the grand slam, it's like, all right, now we're real good.
Yeah, grand slam is, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what the equivalents would be in football of a grand slam. Like,
I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, like,
there's like, I mean,
that's why there's so, I mean,
I guess like right at, I mean, in that situation, a grand slam in that spot, is it like right after scoring a touchdown, you get a pick six on the first play, like after getting a game tying touchdown,
yeah,
you get a pick six on the first play on defense with like 3 minutes left to go.
And it's like a pick six for like 80 yards or something like that.
Yeah, it's something demoralizing. Yeah.
Like on the, like an interception on the goal line type thing. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. I did want to confirm this because someone on the YouTube chat said this. And yes, this is true. Only one other 2-3 double play in the playoffs has happened in MLB history, and that was Dan Wilson who pulled it off in the ALCS.
God. Dude, that seems
back in 2000.
That is why baseball is so weird and so special.
Dude,
unbelievable stuff.
That's crazy.
That is bizarre. That is insane.
Baseball is awesome.
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.